This week, Spain held one of its most recognized festivals, but with one key change to make it less cruel. Spanish public opinion is slowly turning against bullfighting and other traditions. Lauren Freire reports from the Toro de la Vega festival north of Madrid.
Crackers go off, and a 1,200-pound bull bolts through the streets of Tordesillas, chased by villagers, a scene repeated almost every year since medieval times. He's pursued into a field where villagers on horseback wield spears. For centuries, the bull would then have been stabbed to death slowly. But this year, that final bloody act was banned by the regional government, and many locals are furious. Our city will not surrender, they chant, decrying the animal rights movement, political correctness, and the media. Some vow to kill the bull anyway, risking arrest. This isn't about defending the life of one brave bull, says Laura Jimenez. It's about defending rural traditions. She fears this kind of ban could impact other festivals. Two Spanish regions have banned bullfighting, and attendance is dwindling where it's still legal. Tordesillas celebrates its famous festival in song, but it's also one of the most gory, and thus has become a focus for animal rights activists like Silvia Barquero.
Because it's like, I live in the 21st century and you still live in the 15th century. People still believe they can kill bulls only for fun. And the rest people believe now is the moment to end with all these cruel traditions.
Barquero runs a Spanish animal rights political party that went undercover this summer to film another festival south of Madrid, where a baby bull was tortured and stabbed to death by drunken revelers. The video is bloody and very disturbing. It went viral on social media with 20 million views on the first day. Last week, Madrid saw its biggest anti-bullfighting rally in years.
La tortura no es cultura.
Torture is not culture, they chanted. One of the protesters, Jorge Rodriguez, says Spain is at a crossroads.
Our traditions are linked to our history. It's a lot more than just hurting animals for the sake of hurting animals. You know, this is rooted to many other things, so that's why it's so difficult to get rid of it.
Back at the Toro de la Vega festival, a yelling match breaks out between dozens of animal rights protesters and thousands of festival goers, with both sides calling each other cowards. But then the sky opens up, drowning the rival chants with the first rain in months and bringing the festival to an early close. The exhausted bull is escorted away to a corral. He'll eventually be slaughtered for food. But for now, he's the first animal in centuries to survive this spectacle. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Tordesillas, Spain.